Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Going to get back into the Commanders' second preseason game and really what you've seen through two games. And I'm wondering if your opinions have changed or what are you thinking about this team overall 2 weeks in. I will say, before the season started, before the preseason started, we each had predictions of how the team would fare. I have them going 8-9 or 7-10. I'd have to check. I don't know that it's changed. I've been impressed with Jaden, but I do think the questions remain at wide receiver. We spent some time talking about the second receiver. They definitely have a huge question mark at kicker. And that could end up costing them a game or two in the regular season. And then I don't know if the defense is going to be able to get to the opposing quarterbacks. But you got to like what you've seen from Jaden Daniels. A cynic would say he, you know, averaged 6.5 yards per pass attempt this week. They were short passes.
I think that's pretty short-sighted.
He had good ball placement.
I think he's just managed everything very, very well. Look, you'd like to have seen maybe a few more scores, some more points. So it's a little bit, you know, you're maybe a little unsettled there. But by and large, I think our quarterback situation I feel great about, as good as you could feel at this point. Running back situation, Brian Robinson has impressed me. I got to give him a hat tip because I've been a little underwhelmed with him. But this preseason looks great. Eckler is the unknown. If Eckler, he's the X factor. Because if he's the Eckler of a couple years ago, I mean, you're talking about a dynamic player. And then the receivers, even though there hasn't been a clear-cut sort of number two guy jump out at you, I do think they have plenty of guys there that can run the routes, that can catch the ball, move the football. Tight end is good. The only question is the O-line, but Jaden's going to help that O-line a lot by getting rid of the ball quickly.
And I think the designed runs are going to put defenses on their heels.
Totally. So I think offensively, this may sound crazy because we're 0-2 and we didn't really score any points in the preseason, really. I think offensively, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine.
They have 10 points in Jaden's three drives, and it should be 13 if the guy makes the field goal.
I think the offensive line is a concern. I think the secondary is a concern.
Secondary, I'm concerned about.
Kicker, obviously, we'll see what happens there. Concern. And after McLaurin, you know, you just, like you said, just have a bunch of guys.
Yeah, a bunch of guys, but I think they can do it.
Are you more or less optimistic about the season, or are you about the same?
I haven't changed.
I'm about the same.
Yeah, I haven't changed.
I'm about the same.
Would you predict 7 wins?
Yeah, I got them at 7.
I mean, that's fine. That's a lot.
I think the first month and a half will be telling. I think it's going to be difficult for an entirely new roster with a rookie quarterback and possibly a rookie left tackle. I think it's going to be difficult for 6 weeks. If they can come out of that 3-3, that's pretty darn good.
Jason has them at 7. I have them at 8, and you have them at 9 with the asterisk that you want to say 11
more.
He
wants to put 10.
I want to pick more.
All right, let's go to the phones. You want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
Play the music, Valdez. Come on, I'm fired up.
We talked about,
I like what I'm seeing.
We talked about Jaden's play specifically earlier in the show, and if you look at our poll today, most people are giving him A-, B+. I gave him an A-, and I don't even really know why.
I gave him an A.
Because he didn't slide. I don't know. He threw a lot of sideways passes, but you got to like what you've seen from Jaden. But overall, it's not like I'm blown away by the team. It's hard to be blown away when you're not scoring that much. Jeff Driscoll actually jumped out at me, but he's not going to play this year.
Driscoll jumped out at me both times. That's going to be a hard cut.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard cut.
Maybe they cut Mariota. They said Driscoll beat him out.
Mariota hasn't done much.
He didn't play in this game.
All right, let's go to Jose in Miami. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you fired up? I know I'm fired up, and we're freaking 0-2. Jose, what's up, bud?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
So I was actually at the game on Saturday. My buddy gave me tickets. I took my son. A couple observations that I had. I thought the pace that Jaden had behind his balls when he threw the sideline was great.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he could get it there easy. His run, I thought, was the most impressive. I mean, when I say it was effortless, how he was able to get to the side and just move past guys, mm-hmm. and he didn't look like he was even trying. And that was just one run. I think he's going to be so dangerous with his legs. The thing that concerned me the most was, I think, the kicking. I think, you know, the league now, with the fact that, you know, we're going to be missing extra points. We're going to have to start. I think the most important thing, we're going to have to start going for it on fourth down, especially when we're, you know, in that 40, 30-yard range. If they're going to have to change their play calling, that's going to affect us even more, especially in close games. And I know we're going to lose at least two or three games because if they can't figure out the kicking.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Jose. Appreciate it, buddy. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
He does almost seem to glide on the field. Like, it's just so effortless. Now, there was good blocking there. You know, when I think of quarterbacks sometimes like that perform like Jaden Daniels, and look at the numbers, I'm like, well, what if they put the other guy in there? What would he have been able to do? I think the passing, like if you'd put Jeff Driscoll back there, would have been similar. Because he wasn't asked to do that much. It was quick. 3-step drop, boom.
Right.
Get rid of the ball, 5-yard gain.
Yeah, but I think he has better ball placement than Driscoll. I like Driscoll.
Okay, I said so.
I think some of those passes wouldn't have been completed.
Maybe. But the running is what's going to separate him.
I keep going back.
No, that's a weapon. I mean,
that's a huge weapon.
That's a huge weapon. For any quarterback, you can do that.
I keep going back to the Hard Knocks where Dable's sitting there in that meeting. And they're asking, does anybody want to trade up for Jaden? He goes, oh, yeah. Like, right away.
Yeah.
Like, that made a huge impression on me.
Also, the pass to Bates, it reminded me of the RG3 years, where RG3 would run that fake run, pull the ball out, and just make an easy pass. Boom, first down. Like, I remember so many times he would do that because the linebackers – come up.
He's basically making
because
one
they have
and then the tight end's wide open in the middle. Yeah.
And then boom. And that, I think they called it, I hadn't heard that term, a pop pass. Mm-hmm. Okay. He threw pop pass. But and it was a little low. Good catch by Bates there.
What was so impressive.
It was a good gain.
And it doesn't show up in the stats is all the different looks that Miami was giving him in the preseason. So they had different guys in the box, different guys blitzing, and he was picking it up. And he was calling it out. And he was telling B-Rob, you got this guy. He's hot. Like, it's very impressive. His knowledge is just as impressive as his arm, quick release, and accuracy.
Probably helped that he practiced against him, too.
I'm sure it helped a little bit.
Practice, yeah.
But I think also just him playing 5 years of college football helped.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And playing at a super high level the last few years.
Also right, helped he didn't have to go against Jalen Ramsey.
That's true. And a lot of other starters.
Jimmy in Fairfax, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you happy where you're at? I'm pretty freaking happy where we are offensively. I have some questions defensively, no doubt. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. Listen, by the way, I don't think I've ever called into a radio station before, but and full disclosure, I'm a Giants fan, but
yeah.
I gotta take you guys to task. Are you really evaluating Daniel Jones 9 months off of an ACL surgery in preseason?
A little bit.
Is that where it's at right now?
Why can't we evaluate him? His head coach is evaluating him.
His coach is evaluating him because he's been damaged goods because he's had the snot beaten out of him because that offensive line has been a seed.
Yeah, but it's decision making.
Well, I'm not just
nobody to throw it to.
I'm not just evaluating him over the preseason.
Finally, after 5 years, drafted him a legitimate wide receiver. That guy's had no one to throw the ball to. In 5 years, he's had the dregs of society to throw the ball to. Saquon Barkley was the most talented player they had on offense.
That is
and
true.
He was injured half the time.
That is true.
Now, if your quarterback has got no offensive line and nobody to throw it to, like you talk about Sam Howell last year, Sam Howell had no offensive line, but a lot of the critics said that he also ran into his sacks. But
right.
Sam Howell had wide receivers and tight ends to throw the ball to. Daniel Jones didn't have an offensive line, and he had no weapons. No weapons. People were laughing, saying that other teams' second and third wide receivers would start on the Giants. That's how bad they were offensively. And by the way, you've got their old offensive line coach, who had a lot of injuries last year, but, man, they're already saying this year that the offensive line for the Giants, it's preseason, but they look like a cohesive unit. So they got a chance to be halfway decent.
Jones, so you're not discouraged. You're not discouraged.
I think Daniel Jones is going to be an issue. I don't care if it's because of the injury or not.
Rusty coming off an ACL, absolutely.
He's going to be an issue.
I mean, I wouldn't judge it off of game two of the preseason. Oh, by the way, who's he going against? The Houston Texans, which will probably be in the AFC Championship this year, going against the Kansas City Chiefs. So
I'm telling you,
I would not. If Jones is this bad in game 6 and 7 of the regular season, well, then the Giants will just cut him loose at the end of the year.
Okay, that's fair, but you can't say that we can't have an opinion and have a judgment on him. When the head coach, I'm going to read you the quotes from the head coach. Tough to win a game when you turn the ball over 5 times. Start with that. So one, decision back in our end zone.
Did he turn the ball over 5 times?
No, he did. One-on-one. He turned it over twice.
And I'll give him credit. He had a good pass to neighbors.
The first one was a bad decision. The second one was a jump ball. That the cornerback.
The bad decision, though, for a guy as experienced as him, and it had nothing to do with his ACL.
9 months. First time on the field in 9 months. You don't think that counts for something.
But as Jason said, he has a history.
He's got a history of it. And you can say it's because there was no offensive line
in
the first
2 years. He cut down to. Why did he get the contract then 2 years ago?
Because they were desperate and they had no other direction to go.
No.
Because that's exactly why. And it was risky.
He had a very good year that year.
He had a good year, and that was Dable's first year in the offensive system. Last year.
It wasn't that good of a year. I mean, he didn't. How many touchdowns did he throw? 15?
Here's what you're going to say. You're going to go, oh, he only threw 16 touchdowns. Again, who is he throwing the ball to? He's had to work with Jim Nagy, who is the executive senior assistant of the Reese's Pro Bowl, said nobody's had more or less to work with than Daniel Jones. Had to do more with less.
All right, we got it. I got it.
I can't believe you're such a...
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I can't believe you're such a Daniel Jones fan.
No, I'm telling you. This. Remember, I've been alluding to this for several years.
Yeah.
New Yorkers... There's a strong contingent that believe in Daniel Jones. There's a strong contingent.
I don't know why.
The coach believes in him and the GM believes in him, but I'm telling you, the fans, there's a strong contingent.
Will you text Vinny, tell him to call in because I want to see if he's still on the Daniel Jones train as well.
It actually reminds me of the Sam Howell contingent that they're the contingent.
I think he's got two-a-days
until
today.
They're not. You know what I mean? They're defending their guy until they don't, until they can get better.
Yeah, look.
You know what? I'm going to text you his number.
I'll put money on it that they go in a different direction at quarterback than Daniel Jones next year.
I'd put money on it.
I'd put money on that.
I just didn't like the
and
decision.
Losing Barkley is good. Yeah, you add neighbors, okay? But losing Barkley's huge for them.
All right, let's go to John.
Neighbors did make
and
a
don't
great
tell
catch.
Me that Jones is only a bad quarterback throwing picks because he had no receivers to throw to. That's such BS. I mean, he's got 40 interceptions. It's not just because he has no receivers. It's because he makes bad decisions. That's what he does. And he's proven that over 5 years. 60 games. Don't blame it on the fact that you got no receivers. That's absurd.
How about that?
All right, let's go to John in Herndon, 800-636-1067. John, what's up, buddy?
Well, I was going to call about our preseason, but I can't resist the chance to beat up on Giants fans. I mean, that was an abysmal performance. And, you know, it's wonderful seeing the Hard Knocks off-season show where you see the angst that they had right. with letting Sharkeen Mark make the market. So just putting that aside. But for me, I'm a lifelong fan. And, you know, I've called him before. I bought seasons the day after the deal closed. I'm in for the long haul. This is a management team, a front office, a coaching staff that's all moving in the right direction. I'm happy as hell with the number two pick. I'm happy as hell that we picked up Jeremy. I'm looking forward to the season. So I'm happy with the season and preseason and the two games to date.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. All right.
I just hope this optimism remains. They lose the Buccaneers in week one.
They're going to, I mean, people aren't going to give up on the season after 1 week.
No.
We usually give up around week six or seven.
Week five or six.
But I don't think that's going to happen with Jaden. This is going to be a, listen, in RG3's, in the best year we've had in a decade, or two decades, we started out 3-6.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In fact, is that the year that Shanny went into evaluation mode and all of a sudden they turned it around? I can't quite remember. I think it is.
I think so.
Remember he had the press conference at 3-6 and he said we're in evaluation mode and you know whatever. And everyone went crazy and then they went on the run. So we got to hang in there. The first few weeks might be tough. I think we're going to be fine. But they might go south. But we can't give up on this team. In like week five or six, like we have in the past.
I know. I'm just saying, as a radio host, I would hope they at least go 2-2 in the first four and don't start off 0-4 because then people start the old same old skins deal.
I know. But remember, it was last year when we were like, we won our first couple, but they were like squeakers and they were awkward. Do you remember? Wasn't it last season when we just had a couple? They weren't impressive wins, but we got dubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really matter record. It matters how do we look. Are we going to play an exciting brand of football? Are we going to score points? Are we going to make plays? And I think that we're going to make our share of plays. I don't know if we're going to win the games, but I think it's going to be a much more exciting brand of football than what we've seen.
Then we saw
2-0 start last year.
Of course.
2-0 start last year.
Right. But they were dicey. They were like
Arizona.
Cardinals barely.
They were
Broncos
unimpressive.
Barely.
Yes. So it doesn't matter if we win or not. What matters is we need to, you know, look good.
I like to stack W's though.
I know.
Me and too. I think that people are expecting wins. They're not going to just expect.
No, I want it to be exciting first and foremost.
But I think that you're expecting wins because a lot of people
think
they can be
games.
One of those teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that make it this year.
I think we could.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Ian O'Connor is going to join us. He has the book about Aaron Rodgers and his family called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. That's coming up at 9 o'clock.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm the Junkie. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We're going to have Ian O'Connor on the show at 9 o'clock. He's got the Aaron Rodgers book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, which definitely features a lot about the falling out he had with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that Ian O'Connor was driving or drove Aaron Rodgers' parents to the opening game, which he tore his Achilles last year for the Jets.
Mm.
So I wonder if he was doing that to try and make like a great ending for his book after he had been, you know, writing it, I'm sure. He worked on it for months and months because his books are like, the research is exhaustive.
Right.
But we'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. That should be fascinating. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in the preseason. So people
hasn't
are wondering
thrown one pass.
What he's going to be when he's on the field. Like, is he going to be a top tier quarterback? We talked about this just briefly. I mean, he had back-to-back MVPs just a couple seasons ago.
Correct.
Wasn't like it was 10 seasons ago. It was 2 to 3 years ago when an MVP in the league.
Yeah. I think if, I assume he's healthy 100%. I mean, he's slowing down with his age, of course, but I think he's going
to
be.
He'll still be able to make
good.
The reads. He'll still be able to make the throws.
He's got weapons.
He's just not going to be as mobile, in
correct.
My opinion. I think that's where you'll see the biggest difference. Maybe he gets sacked a few times where he otherwise wouldn't. Maybe he rushes a few throws that he otherwise could have, you know, gotten rid of.
So I saw the story yesterday. It's from the Wall Street Journal. And maybe we can relate to it to an extent, but it's talking about kind of a growing trend. So we're probably out of the age group that is doing this, but it's called extreme renting. So there's a trend, more and more people are not buying homes, they're renting. Some of that has to do with the price of homes skyrocketing. That helps for homeowners like ourselves, but maybe not for young people that want to buy a home for the first time, right? So renting homes, that makes sense. We've always heard about renting. And I actually, probably about 10 to 15 years ago, my tax accountant said, I think
there are circumstances where renting can be okay.
Yeah, he actually said there was, for me at that time, after I got divorced, I was renting. And my mom was always like, you need to buy a house, kind of like the old school thinking. And I told my tax accountant that, and he said, he whips out his calculator. He's like, well, there's actually an argument to be made that you could rent and you're better off financially.
Right.
Now, you don't have the equity, whatever.
Well, that's kind of the American dream, how people build their wealth. Right. Is through owning homes and building equity.
Like the math, you can make an argument, the math was on the side of renting. I ended up buying a home anyway. But people now, like the article, they're renting everything. So EB goes to the beach. He rents beach chairs. Okay, that seems like not outrageous. But what jumped out at me is that people are renting clothes, renting jeans. Well, now, my wife will do an outfit thing every once in a while.
Yeah, newscasters around here, like women, a lot of them have a deal where they just they sign up for a service and they get new dresses sent to them every week.
That makes sense because if you watch the local news, they have a different outfit on every single day.
All the time.
And there's no way they're buying all of that.
You know who used to do that?
Some might, but I can't imagine that.
I know Rossini used to do that.
Yeah.
She had some.
I mean, I don't know what it's called. I know my wife, it wasn't for this dinner, but we've had like a fancy occasion. She has done like a dress that has come in maybe for a wedding or something like that. And then just boom, returns it.
Well, that's pretty good. My family doesn't do that. They just buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't mind. Because it's what my daughters do.
Right.
And I do know people sell their stuff more, which we didn't grow up with that. Like I saw my own daughter, Kelsey, had like on Instagram, she was like, I'm selling all my old clothes. Yeah. Shop bop, whatever the heck that is.
No.
I think you've talked about your kids selling clothes.
My
daughters do
that. My youngest does that too. I think it's a thing like kids. They
Why does it feel weird to rent jeans though?
That's kind of strange.
Why I don't get the rationale behind renting jeans, because jeans are something.
And why would that be more financially beneficial to rent jeans? I'm not sure that it would jeans. Be.
Maybe if you want like nice jeans for some sort of occasion, you rent them just $15 and then you send
them
back.
So you're not going to wear them again?
I'm making up the price. I don't know.
Yeah, you're making up the price. And I'm sure there's a monthly fee and everything to be part of the program. Jeans seem stupid because you can buy jeans and wear them for 10 years. At least I can.
But they're calling... The people that take it to the extreme, they're called the extreme renters who rent everything. Want to rent a boat? Rent a boat for a month in the summer?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good thing, though. That's the whole, you're going to you own nothing and be happy. I don't really like that philosophy.
But then maybe you've got more money.
You don't have more money. You're paying for all that stuff. There's no way you have more money.
Yeah, but you've got more cash that's accruing interest or whatever. You got more stocks
interest,
that are growing.
Interest, you're getting 1%. I don't buy it. I think it's a bad idea.
I could renting everything. Yeah, I mean, I could see why people are staying away from buying homes right now because of the way the market is. I mean, 7% interest is
right.
You know, over the course of time, that's probably pretty normal. But based on what it was
the last
3, 4, 5 years ago, I mean, my interest rate's 3.1%. So other people are coming in buying homes at 7%. That's you're paying double.
Right,
but,
I get it.
That's the one aspect of it.
But renting everything shoes,
that's crazy.
Let's say for some reason, you know, a 30-year-old wants to impress and they want to rent the Jordans or something like that.
That's stupid. That is just dumb, and it's not financially smart. I defy anyone to say to have all of these sort of rental things is financially.
I don't know anybody who does it. I read the article and it just jumped out at me. The jeans part jumped out at me. Like, I don't know. For some reason, we've all rented tuxedos, right? For weddings. We've all been groomsmen.
Yeah.
So other people have worn the pants. But some reason, if I'm renting jeans, it feels weird.
Of course it does.
Yeah, it does. Of course.
Of course.
Now, you just buy your jeans for whatever, $75, $100, and you're going to wear it
for 10 years.
100 times.
Yeah.
How is renting jeans better than buying?
There's no way it is. It might be less clutter.
Maybe for people that have really fancy jeans. I saw a story, I guess Blake Lively, now the thing is to trash her. So there was a story that Blake Lively.
We called that one, Drabby. She's bad news.
That Blake Lively had $16,000 jeans.
Well, I don't care how much she spends on her clothes. That's up to her. But man, they have just an archive of her bullying interviewers and being snobby and and then she's associated with some dicey people.
I just figured the jeans thing was a jump on the pile. Like she's getting trashed, now let's trash her jeans.
Wow, I mean celebrities. Jay-Z showed up at that Fanatics thing. I don't even understand the point of that thing that Michael Rubin did over the weekend, where he had all the stars out there.
Attention.
They're all buying freaking sports cards. They're all buying memorabilia. JC's wearing a $1 million chain. JC's like 55 or 54. You kind of forget. Like JC's an old man.
He's our age.
And he's in there dressed like he's 18 years old. He's wearing a $1 million chain. It's wild.
It's a different world.
But all these celebrities, they're in on the sports card craze. And I don't even know if you call it sports cards because they're buying like Pokemon cards. Jake Paul was showing off at $50,000 he spent on cards. His Caitlin Clark rookie and his Pikachu and whatever. It's wild.
So maybe some of these jeans, I'm looking at it. So for women, there are a lot of jeans here that are easily in the hundreds of dollars. So maybe it's more for women thing like here. I mean, I just typed up renting jeans. And some of the jeans that came up, $597, $332, $595. What's the most you've ever spent on a pair of jeans? I'll tell you, I did spend $200.
Probably $100.
I spent $200 on when we used to have a buddy that at least a few of us, I don't want to say his name, but it was at Nordstrom, and they had like a nice like a section that was supposed to be, this is when we're in like our 30s, mm-hmm. like young, probably like 31, 32. Our guy Robert used to hook us up, and there was like a little section which was supposed to be kind of like the hipper thing. And I would say, you'd say, what do you need? I need a pair of jeans. And then he brought out like some nice jeans. They were like $200. I've spent $200 on jeans. I don't know if that's outrageous or not.
I don't know if I've spent
$40 jeans guy. I just need regular old jeans. In fact, I buy some trifling brand jeans. Probably could tell by the way I dress.
I don't have a ton of jeans. I probably have 5 pairs of jeans, but I just rotate them.
I need to get rid of some stuff, man. I have 2 pair of Under Armour golf pants, same color, and they're damn near bell bottoms compared to what people are wearing today. Why do I still have them? 2 tan Under Armour golf pants that are damn near, they look like they're made in the 70s. I can't even believe that we wore those things.
I was going to say, you never wear them now.
No, but they're still in my drawers.
Get rid of them. Goodwill.
I gotta get rid of them.
Goodwill.
What if I put it on Poshmark? You think I'd get $10?
Sign them, too. And P1 will buy them.
Nobody wants them.
Valdez, have you ever rented jeans? I know you're a big eBay guy.
No, never rented jeans. It seems, I'm kind of with you. It seems weird putting on another man's jeans.
I know. Why are we so comfortable putting on another man's slacks?
Well, nobody really is. It's just that, like, you're talking about, like, at a wedding.
Yeah. We've all been to Joseph A. Bank or wherever you've gone for some wedding. They send you to a spot.
Yeah, nobody loves that. Everyone just does it because you have to.
I really can't see that taking off with guys. Now, I know Rent the Runway is a big
website. That's what my wife uses.
Yeah, Rent the Runway. That's what all the news babes use. A lot of people use it for events. You know, you got a wedding coming up. You got a cocktail.
Well, like if you're on camera every day, yeah.
Well, not even. I mean, it's obviously they wouldn't survive. It was just news people using it. But a lot of... You know, females are just more into, like, I guess the trends of it and use it for once or twice for an event and then get rid of it and send it back.
We'll wear the same. We'll wear the same thing to a wedding. I haven't been to a wedding in a couple of years, but I pretty much wear the same suit, same shirt. I might change the tie every time.
Yeah.
Right? But my wife feels like can't wear the same dress to a wedding.
Yeah, they're different.
I'm like, you think somebody's keeping track of what you wore at Drab's wedding?
It is insane that women have this idea that they have to have a new dress for whatever occasion it is. And it leaks down into your kids, like your daughters. Oh, we're going out to a dinner. We're having a swim party. I got to get a new dress. I got to get a dress. What do you mean you got to get a dress? You got 19 dresses. Pick one of the 19.
Well, that's right, how my daughters are the exact same way.
Yeah, but it's how women are wired.
Or new bags. They want new bags or purses.
Why don't you guys get your daughters on this website then?
The Project Runway?
Rent the Runway. You wear it?
Maybe.
You rent it for a week?
How much is it? How much is it a month?
I'm not sure.
There's got to be
a monthly fee. I don't think that one has a monthly fee.
Per article of clothing, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, you get it. I mean, my wife has definitely done that for weddings, right, where she'll get it something
maybe
in a bag,
I will,
and I'll be like, well, what do you need a dress for? She's like, I don't have anything to wear. You don't have anything to wear? What are you talking about? And then it'll be the same argument every time. I was like, why don't you just wear it and I'll just pick some random wedding that we went to like 4 years. We went to Grant Paulson's wedding. Why don't you wear what you wore to Grant Paulson's wedding?
Yeah, well, no one's going to remember.
Wear that again.
No one's going to remember.
That's awkward... what she'll say. I can't wear that again.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We've been in that. First of all, no one would remember.
Right.
We're in that awkward age, though, where we don't really go to weddings.
No.
Our next batch of weddings will be when your daughters yes, get married, correct. When our daughters get, you know, kids get married.
Yeah.
But I've
we're
been
tweeters.
To, yeah, I've been to like 3 weddings in the last 15 years. I don't go to weddings. I'm out of the wedding game.
Actually,
and I don't care what I really look like at a wedding. As long as I don't look like a slob, I don't care what I look like right. at a wedding.
Because you're a guy.
Yeah, I don't care.
Guys don't care.
Eric, it is. It's of course it's subscription. Everything's subscription.
Yeah.
You can get started for 5 items per month for looks about $94.
All right, so it's $100 a month.
10 items per month, $140.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was a subscription based thing.
You'd,
it had
you'd
to
probably be.
Be
saving money.
Well, for. 10 items a month, that's I mean, only, that you can't wear that every day.
You telling Meg doesn't spend $1,500 to $2,000 on clothes a year?
I have no idea.
I'm sure she does.
He doesn't know anything about his
He doesn't
want to
know what she spends.
No, I just know they spend like it's endless. Like it's a bottomless pit of right. like money. Like that's what I know. I don't know what the total is. That'd give me a stroke.
Give your mom a stroke if she knew.
No.
I know. Because I see it.
I know.
I see the Amazon charges, too. The Amazon charges are outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
When do you cut it off?
I haven't cut it off, really, because...
For the oldest, I mean, your youngest is still in college.
Yeah, I mean,
like
she
year,
can...
Your oldest has been working.
She can pay for it. She
you know
pays
what I did, Valdez?
Stuff.
You'll appreciate this. You probably you make fun of me, but I just ordered 4 cases of balls for the fall. Colored balls. So I could see them. So I could see them with the leaves.
My eyesight... I'm with you.
You might have
with
to be with
brother.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, it's a bad thing. I played golf yesterday and somebody...
Is it called cases or boxes? Whatever
boxes.
You call it.
Yeah. Somebody Please. Had the yellow balls. Those are so much easier to find.
I like my balls having flags on them or you know, soccer balls. I like my balls to be different. So I don't, you know, so I know right away that's my friggin' ball.
Prepping for fall golf.
I'm already prepping for fall golf. I ordered 4 boxes this week.
Is yellow the color that jumps out the most? I've seen,
you know,
I've seen like the bright orange.
It helps.
Depends on the day. I ordered some red, some yellow, and some orange.
You want to play with the pink, bright pink? Bright pink will
that.
Probably pop, EB.
My driver's got a pink grip right now, though.
Man, the weather tomorrow is going to be like fall like.
When?
Tomorrow.
What's it going to be?
Mid 70s.
Perfect.
Tomorrow's going to be, if you want to play golf, tomorrow's the day.
Yeah.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Ian O'Connor, wrote the book about Aaron Rodgers, Out of the Darkness. That'll be fun. Keep it here.
Just kind of getting back to the Giant fan that called us a couple segments ago.
You're mm-hmm. still irked by him.
No, I think that, you know, when his problem with us was we were evaluating a quarterback that's just off a major injury, but that's all part of it. I mean, recovering from injuries are all part of it. He's had injuries before, and, you know.
That's not why he made that dreadful decision.
That's not why he made that. Exactly. That's not why he threw the pick six. He threw the pick six. It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
It's not because.
It was a rookie mistake.
It's not because he's 75% healthy.
On that particular play, he was rolling left. He was about to get sacked in the end zone, right, which would have been a safety.
Yeah.
And then he threw up a desperation pass.
For a guy entering.
And he's done that.
He made bad worse.
It's a guy entering a sixth season.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of looking at the schedule, and I understand that they went out and drafted a legit receiver, okay?
And neighbors right. made
he's gonna
they,
say,
they drafted a receiver last
Daniel
year.
Did you see Daniel Jones, to give him just a little credit, he made a really good downfield pass to neighbors who went up high to catch it. Really nice
Yeah, I'm not
play.
Saying that Jones is going to complete 0% of his passes, okay? Right. He completed 67% of his passes a couple of years ago when he had that so-called good year where he threw 15 touchdowns, all right? I think Barkley had a lot to do with that success, but whatever. But the first 6 weeks, they play Minnesota at home. I think they'll beat Minnesota at home opening week.
Sam Darnold's going to be starting a quarterback for Minnesota.
And the Giants have a legit pass rush. I think they'll win that game. But then they got to come to Washington. I've already predicted Washington wins that game. If Washington loses that game, I think it's a bad loss. They got to go to Cleveland.
Daniel Jones has played well historically against Washington.
True. I still pick the Commanders in that game. Go to Cleveland. Great defense. I think that's going to be an issue for Daniel Jones. Dallas at home on a short week. Okay. At Seattle. Then they got to go to Seattle. Not that Seattle's a world beater, but that's going to be a tough roadie. Cincinnati, Philly at home. That's a tough first 6 weeks for Daniel Jones coming off a major injury.
They're a bad team. I don't think anybody expects them to be some world beater.
So,
this
year, I mean, for him to say that they're going to be much better, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know what the majority of Giants fans feel, but I can't imagine they feel great about Daniel Jones. And no. I'm not saying it's all his fault. And he is coming off a major injury. That's going to be part of it. That's going to be part of the downfall. But you can't just say, all right, they added neighbors, they added some offensive linemen, that they're going to be a 10-win team. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
I don't think anybody's predicting they're going to win 10 wins.
Yeah, they're going to win 5 or 6.
I think most people agree with you, and I do, that Daniel Jones will probably be replaced next year by either a draft pick or some free agent quarterback.
Probably a draft pick.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to go out and get a free agent that's much better.
I just wonder who's going to be making the pick.
Yeah.
I'm kind of invested in the Giants now.
Well, it kind of depends on how good or bad they are this year.
Yeah.
But I just think that first 6 weeks or 7 weeks is very difficult.
That was just a bad look for Jones. I mean, everybody in the country saw that interception. I didn't even see the second one. How did the second one happen?
Second one, I think, was like a jump ball.
Yeah. Jump ball. Yeah.
So maybe don't kill him on that. But definitely not good when you're, like I said before, you don't want to read too much into the preseason. With Jaden Daniels, it's all positive. On our poll, most people are doing the A-, B+, but I have no problem with EB giving him an A in the preseason. You don't want to get carried away, but you would rather have that than what they have in New York.
Well, again,
yeah.
Daboll was butt-sized for Jaden when they brought it up in the meeting.
I'm sure
he'd
have been butt-sized. Like, they didn't ask him on about camera Caleb? About the sure. other guys. Like, well, what do you think about trading up for?
He probably would have wanted any of those guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
We don't do Donkeys of the Week anymore on the show, but I wanted to bring this up. It's football-related, but also Olympics-related. Did you see what Simone Biles did over the weekend?
Yes. I didn't think it was that bad.
So her husband plays for the Bears.
Yeah.
Now, he did play with the Packers. She caught some heat because she was on the sideline and she was wearing a Green Bay Packers jacket.
Hmm.
Now, the Green Bay Packers jacket did have a picture of him. Like
right.
It was kind of tough to see from what I saw on television. But I think her defense is her husband was featured on the jacket in some way. But she's still wearing Packers gear. To Soldier Field.
Kind of.
It's kind of weird.
It was black and white. I guess you had to really look at it closely.
Doesn't she have a Bears
jacket?
Doesn't she have a Bears jacket?
Isn't it his first year, though? She couldn't have done that bit. It's probably a jacket she wore last year to games. Right? That'd be my guess. It's a jacket that somebody put together.
It's just a dumb little faux pas.
It's a little faux pas, I guess.
You don't
I didn't
wear
think it was
Packers
that big deal.
Gear to a Bears game when your husband's on the Bears and you're.
It's not officially licensed gear. She had somebody make her a jacket, and it's the jacket she wore to football games last year. And she doesn't have any pictures of him in the Bears uniform yet, making tackles, making plays.
All right, but
I'm
probably,
giving her a pass.
You'd probably be bitter if Zach Ertz's wife starts wearing Cardinals gear.
I promise you,
I wouldn't be.
I promise you, I wouldn't be. It seems trivial to
Jaden's only been on one team, so you can't really work with Jaden. You got to go with somebody that's been moved.
All right, so Zach Ertz, that would work.
Drab, what was your Sam Howell evaluation this week? I saw you had a touchdown. I mean, they're not playing Geno, right? Geno didn't play.
Are they just protecting Geno because he's nursing some injuries? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Geno, I assume, will be fine.
What are they protecting him from? Like, what has he got? Like a hamstring or?
It's a hip issue.
I think a lot of honestly, probably half the starting quarterbacks aren't playing in the preseason, right? You've seen no Aaron Rodgers. You've seen no Matthew Stafford. You can go down the list. There's a bunch of guys just not playing.
No Cousins. No Kyler Murray. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not surprised. Next weekend, you're going to see maybe two.
I know you're rooting for Howell.
How did Howell look? Like, what did he do?
He had a great touchdown pass. He played pretty good on
Saturday.
It's two
games in a row. He's played pretty well.
Again, it's not like he's blowing your socks off.
No, but he's been solid.
But he's playing pretty good. I saw someone again tweet, tell me again why Sam Howell's not a starting quarterback or won't be the starting quarterback on the Seahawks. And it just doesn't look. Now that he's on my team, I was upset with what we gave up. We moved too far down in the draft. I want him to do well. I'm not rooting against him. Just him committing turnovers isn't going to work on a team that is defense first.
Well,
right?
Are you like, convinced you that that's going to continue?
Well, I would have no reason to think otherwise. And one of Geno's specialties is Geno's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, when Kirk Cousins first came in the league, he was a turnover machine. He dialed it down.
Yeah, I'm not saying
he dialed it down. I don't see why Sam can't dial it down, learn, have better coaching, better players around him.
I made a bet with somebody that Geno's not getting benched for Sam Howell.
I don't know if Geno's going to get benched. He might get hurt.
It's just not going to happen. No, can't control that.
Right.
He's not getting replaced by Sam Howell due to performance.
Doesn't look like he would have to have three or four consecutive really bad games to get benched, I would think. And I don't see that happening, but I think there'll be an injury.
Coming up at 9:45, we're going to give you a chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. But next, we're going to talk to Ian O'Connor, has the book out about Aaron Rodgers, Out of the Darkness. That's next here on the Junkies.
Kind of getting back to the Giant fan that called us a couple segments ago.
You're still irked by him.
No, I think that, you know, when his problem with us was we were evaluating a quarterback that's just off a major injury, but that's all part of it. I mean, recovering from injuries are all part of it. He's had injuries before, and, you know.
That's not why he made that dreadful decision.
That's not why he made that. Exactly. That's not why he threw the pick six. He threw the pick six. It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
It's not because.
It was a rookie mistake.
It's not because he's 75% healthy.
On that particular play, he was rolling left. He was about to get sacked in the end zone, right, which would have been a safety.
Yeah.
And then he threw up a desperation pass.
For a guy entering.
And he's done that.
He made bad worse.
It's a guy entering a sixth season.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of looking at the schedule, and I understand that they went out and drafted a legit receiver, okay?
And neighbors
they drafted a receiver last year.
Did you see Daniel Jones, to give him just a little credit, he made a really good downfield pass to neighbors who went up high to catch it. Really nice play.
Yeah, I'm not
play.
Saying that Jones is going to complete 0% of his passes, okay? Right. He completed 67% of his passes a couple of years ago when he had that so-called good year where he threw 15 touchdowns, all right? I think Barkley had a lot to do with that success, but whatever. But the first 6 weeks, they play Minnesota at home. I think they'll beat Minnesota at home opening week.
Sam Darnold's going to be starting a quarterback for Minnesota.
And the Giants have a legit pass rush. I think they'll win that game. But then they got to come to Washington. I've already predicted Washington wins that game. If Washington loses that game, I think it's a bad loss. They got to go to Cleveland.
Daniel Jones has played well historically against Washington.
True. I still pick the Commanders in that game. Go to Cleveland. Great defense. I think that's going to be an issue for Daniel Jones. Dallas at home on a short week. Okay. At Seattle. Then they got to go to Seattle. Not that Seattle's a world beater, but that's going to be a tough roadie. Cincinnati, Philly at home. That's a tough first 6 weeks for Daniel Jones coming off a major injury.
They're a bad team. I don't think anybody expects them to be some world beater.
So,
this
I mean, for him to say that they're going to be much better, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know what the majority of Giants fans feel, but I can't imagine they feel great about Daniel Jones. And no. I'm not saying it's all his fault, and he is coming off a major injury. That's going to be part of it. That's going to be part of the downfall. But you can't just say, all right, they added neighbors, they added some offensive linemen, that they're going to be a 10-win team. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
I don't think anybody's predicting they're going to win 10 wins.
Yeah, they're going to win 5 or 6.
I think most people agree with you, and I do, that Daniel Jones will probably be replaced next year by either a draft pick or some free agent quarterback.
Probably a draft pick.
Right.
Probably. I mean, you're not going to go out and get a free agent that's much better.
I just wonder who's going to be making the pick.
Yeah.
I'm kind of invested in the Giants now.
Well, it kind of depends on how good or bad they are this year.
Yeah.
But I just think that first 6 weeks or 7 weeks is very difficult.
That was just a bad look for Jones. I mean, everybody in the country saw that interception. I didn't even see the second one. How did the second one happen?
Second one, I think, was like a jump ball.
Yeah.
Jump ball, yeah.
So maybe don't kill him on that. But definitely not good when you're, like I said before, you don't want to read too much into the preseason. With Jaden Daniels, it's all positive. On our poll, most people are doing the A-, B+, but I have no problem with EB giving him an A in the preseason. You don't want to get carried away, but you would rather have that than what they have in New York.
Well, again,
yeah.
Daboll was butt-sized for Jaden when they brought it up in the meeting.
I'm sure he'd have been butt-sized. Like, they didn't ask him on camera about the other guys. Like, well, what do you think about trading up for?
He probably would have wanted any of those guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
We don't do Donkeys of the Week anymore on the show, but I wanted to bring this up. It's football-related, but also Olympics-related. Did you see what Simone Biles did over the weekend?
Yes. I didn't think it was that bad.
Her husband plays for the Bears.
Yeah.
Now, he did play with the Packers. She caught some heat because she was on the sideline, and she was wearing a Green Bay Packers jacket. Now, the Green Bay Packers jacket did have a picture of him.
Right.
It was kind of tough to see from what I saw on television, but I think her defense is her husband was featured on the jacket in some way, but she's still wearing Packers gear to Soldier Field.
Kind of.
It's kind of weird.
It was black and white. I guess you had to really look at it closely.
Doesn't she have a Bears
jacket?
Doesn't she have a Bears jacket?
Isn't it his first year, though? She couldn't have done that bit. It's probably a jacket she wore last year to games. Right? That'd be my guess. It's a jacket that somebody put together.
It's just a dumb little faux pas.
It's a little faux pas, I guess. I didn't think it was that big deal.
Don't wear Packers gear to a Bears game when your husband's on the Bears and you're
it's not officially licensed gear. She had somebody make her a jacket. And it's the jacket she wore to football games last year. And she doesn't have any pictures of him in the Bears uniform yet, making tackles, making plays.
All right, but
I'm giving her a pass.
You'd probably be bitter if Zach Ertz's wife starts wearing Cardinals gear.
I promise you, I promise you, I wouldn't be. It seems trivial.
Jaden's only been on one team, so you can't really work with Jaden. You got to go with somebody that's been moved.
All right, so Zach Ertz, that would work.
Drab, what was your Sam Howell evaluation this week? I saw you had a touchdown. I mean, they're not playing Geno, right? Geno didn't play.
Are they just protecting Geno because he's nursing some injuries? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Geno, I assume, will be fine.
What are they protecting him from? Like, what has he got? Like a hamstring or?
It's a hip issue.
I think a lot of honestly, probably half the starting quarterbacks aren't playing in the preseason, right? You've seen no Aaron Rodgers. You've seen no Matthew Stafford. You can go down the list. There's a bunch of guys just not playing.
No Cousins. No Kyler Murray. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. No, and then next weekend, you're going to see maybe two.
I know you're rooting for Howell.
How did Howell look? Like, what did he do?
He had a great touchdown pass. He played pretty good on
two games in a row. He's played pretty well.
Again, it's not like he's blowing your socks off.
No, but he's been solid.
But he's playing pretty good. I saw someone again tweet, tell me again why Sam Howell's not a starting quarterback or won't be the starting quarterback on the Seahawks. And it just doesn't look. I now that he's on my team, I was upset with what we gave up. We moved too far down in the draft. I want him to do well. I'm not rooting against him. Just him committing turnovers isn't going to work on a team that is defense first.
Well, right? You got to protect that that's going to continue.
Well, I would have no reason to think otherwise. And one of Geno's specialties is Geno's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, when Kirk Cousins first came in the league, he was a turnover machine. Dialed it down.
Yeah, I'm not saying
he dialed it down. I don't see why Sam can't dial it down. Learn, have better coaching, better players around him.
I made a bet with somebody that Geno's not getting benched for Sam Howell.
I don't know if Geno's going to get benched. He might get hurt.
It's just not going to happen. No, can't control that.
Right.
He's not getting replaced by Sam Howell due to performance.
Yeah, because he would have to have three or four consecutive really bad games to get benched, I would think. And I don't see that happening, but I think there'll be an injury.
Coming up at 9:45, we're going to give you a chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. But next, we're going to talk to Ian O'Connor, has the book out about Aaron Rodgers, Out of the Darkness. That's next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.